This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Kids and teens make up 20% of people shot in Chicago last year. But young people aren't just shooting victims. They're also coming up with solutions to prevent more violence. Today on the podcast, we're spotlighting Project Unloaded, the organization's empowering Chicago youth to be problem solvers on this issue, especially Black and Latino youth who have a disproportionate chance of witnessing a shooting or being impacted by one. The effort is all about helping them to make informed decisions about their safety and to educate their peers about the risks of guns. Now, we checked in with Project Unloaded's Nina Vinnick and Olivia Brown, and with Edgar Vilches, a teen involved in the organization's Youth Council. Nina gets us started explaining why the organization wanted to focus on teens.
Our work at Project Unloaded really starts with a simple idea. To stop gun violence, we need to tell a different story about guns. We know from all of the evidence that guns make us less safe, but in fact, most people believe the opposite. And that myth is driving up rates of gun use and gun ownership, and in turn, driving up rates of gun violence. And it's having a particularly devastating impact on the youngest members of our communities.
Yeah.
Now, we focus on reaching young people because, you know, we all know that as we get to be adults, it's much harder to change our views about all kinds of topics, let alone a topic that can be as fraught as guns. But when we think about young people, it's actually not the case. Young people are still forming their views, and they're open to learning more. In fact, they're hungry to learn more about the risks around having and using guns. So we found that by educating, engaging, and empowering young people, we can give them the tools not only to make a decision that's right for them, but to shift that broader narrative that's taken hold in too many communities.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we've heard approaches before here and there of, you know, at least pointing campaigns toward teens, et cetera. But I feel like what you're doing is unique. Can you speak more to the involvement of the young people in your program?
Yeah, so we really meet young people where they are. We start with research. We really want to understand Gen Z deeply and their knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors when it comes to guns. With all of that research, we're then developing large-scale social media campaigns because we want to reach young people where we know they're spending their time, and that's online, on their devices.
Yeah.
So our campaigns are reaching millions of young people all across the country with the simple message that guns are making us less safe. And we want young people to understand the facts behind that message. Now, in addition to our social media campaigns, we're also meeting young people on the ground in their communities so that we can engage them both online and offline with the same empowering message.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about this. Let's bring Edgar into the conversation. Edgar, tell us what pushed you to get involved in the issue of gun violence prevention.
When I was a senior in high school, someone got shot outside the school premises, and it was an immigrant, undocumented student, one of ours, that got shot in the face. And from there, I was a few feet from the scene, and that's what sparked of like, whoa, I was literally there in an event that occurred right in front of me. And from there, it triggered me, and it triggered a lot of students of how can we do something that in our community a hot issue is. You know, we look up at the news and there's another headline, someone else is getting shot, another teen, another youth, in many communities of color. And it's like from there, I started to think about the presence of how can youth have a bigger involvement.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot to see that at that young age. And then, of course, then be, as you said, I was triggered into, you know, taking action. Olivia, let's talk about some of this action. I mean, you're working, trying to reach teens online with these campaigns. I'm a mom of two teens, and I know that they're inundated with information, right? Things are happening all the time around them. But walk us through the strategies that you think are actually effective with Gen Z.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think our work online is a big piece of that. You're absolutely right in saying that teens are inundated with information, and a lot of it feels like noise sometimes. Mm-hmm. So what we do that I think is really effective and impactful are meeting the teens, like Nina said, online, but also through channels that are meaningful to them. So we work with influencers across the country who have followings, big and small, where they're able to meet their audiences in a way that feels familiar, in a way that feels friendly and open, where they're having an open dialogue as opposed to being quote unquote preach that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. Even in our community partner work, the work that I lead at Project Unloaded, you see that still being really important. These are teens who want to hear from people like them, yeah, who have experiences like theirs, who matter to them, who are able to kind of give them quote unquote the real about the situations that they experience in their lives. And I think from my perspective, it's really interesting seeing those teens be able to have that open dialogue with an influencer, but also come into our community partner programs and have it amongst themselves. So in addition to the digital aspect of our work, like Nina mentioned, we meet our teens in real life, mm-hmm, with organizations that they trust, and we kind of train them about how to have conversations, have the difficult conversations. We train them to use social media as a tool for good. A lot of the teens that we meet, they don't think of themselves as creators, even though that they are on these platforms as often as they are. Mm. So we train them to have the confidence to be able to post, to be able to share the facts, to be able to have and initiate conversations. And like Edgar said, really place themselves in the solution. His story, unfortunately, is one that we hear often where teens are triggered into action. Yeah. They are triggered into wanting to do more and be more and see this shift. And our work, I think, is just really innovative and as a strategy, really important and impactful in that it gives teens and young people, an opportunity to place themselves in a strategy, but also think about the future. Our work is about a generational shift, a narrative shift. Mm-hmm. We know that that's going to take a lot of time and we're okay with that. And the teens who we reach, they're really inspired by this idea that we're changing a narrative. We're really getting to the meat, the bones, the meat and potatoes of the issue, and changing that narrative.
And to that end, I mean, the average age for Chicagoans to witness a shooting, it's 14 years old, right? And this is according to a recent study from the Journal of the American Medical Association. And as I alluded to earlier, there is a disproportionate impact of this on Black and Latino teenagers. Edgar, talk to us. What are you hearing from, you know, your peers and What do you think are the long-term impacts here?
No, yeah, for sure. Good point that you mentioned about that guns target initiative, specifically different communities that are Black and Latino. And I feel that's something that needs to bring up to the conversation. And that comes with that, us being the youth, is that there's a lot of things that not just happen in Chicago, but it's across the country. And it's an issue that keeps repeating and repeating, but it's something that we're tired of hearing. It's like on the news that we turn on the TV or another headline in like the New York Washington Post. And it's something that we want to see something different. You know, from school shootings to community ones, it's something that we want to be able to create a different change. And the way that Project Unloaded and the way that Youth Council does this is that targeting the cultural narrative of what guns is and gun ownership. And that ties back to the big idea that it's like guns make us less safe. The data's there, the news show it, everything's there, but what can we do to actually cultivate a new change that my generation wants? And previously, Nina mentioned is that the youth are hungry. They want to learn about what's happening with this issue, but how can we target it? How can we be more specific with how do we create change? And I feel like the way we're doing it through social media presence, campaigns, and identify opportunities for young people to speak up their voices and make sure that guns make us less safe and get that message out and about.
Yeah, and we appreciate you making the time for us here. I know that you're talking to us between classes here at Cornell, Edgar.
WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Nina, as adults, here's the thing, right? I feel like one trap that we can fall into is that we try to educate teens and then we accidentally start being condescending. How do we talk to teens in a way that will make them open to listening, right? To Olivia's point earlier, you know, without taking away their own agency?
Yeah, well, I think the best way for me to answer that question is with reference to our brand new campaign that's now active and live right here in Chicago, which is called Guns Change the Story. And the whole ethos behind this campaign is really to make teens front and center in the stories of their own lives. So Guns Change the Story is shot with beautiful video footage of real local teens from Chicago. And those video images are placed alongside stories that are very familiar to teens in a sort of Mad Lib style of storytelling.
Okay.
With moments that are very common in teens' lives, like going on a first date or heading to the park to play basketball. And the idea behind Guns Change the Story is to help teens appreciate how a gun can change the risk profile of those everyday moments, to help them understand how guns change the story. So we do that in a way that really helps teens see that this is about my life. This mm-hmm. isn't about adults wagging their fingers and telling me what to do and what not to do, but really opening up my eyes with information. And it's information that we want them to share with their own networks, online and offline, to really help spread the message about how guns actually aren't making us safer.
And this latest campaign is based on a survey and interviews with teens in urban areas highly affected by gun violence. And just kind of digging through, it sounds like teens, ultimately, they want to feel safe. It's just that they might think a gun could give them that safety, right? What's behind that belief, Olivia? Where's that come from?
I think we all want to feel safe. And I think at the core of that belief, it's the idea that a gun is the tool for safety, regardless of the research. But what we know through research, our own and otherwise, is that you don't need guns to be safe. In fact, in, let's say, like an assault situation, oftentimes people without guns are just as likely to kind of get away from the situation as someone with a gun. And I really like the language that Nina mentioned about risk profile.
Yeah.
In that a gun really does change the playing field when you are in a situation that may feel unsafe. And I think at the core, there is this idea that I need some type of tool, some type of something to be safe. And we acknowledge that and we empathize with that. But I think the more we're able to share this information with teens and young people that you don't need a gun to be safe. In fact, what we need to be calling for is this cultural shift that changes the minds of people just like you and also your family members and your community members. I think people will start to get it a little bit more. It'll start to click a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, I think at the core of it is just this need to
this
feel
need for,
safe.
For safety, right? Which we all have, as you pointed out. Now, last summer, Project Unloaded worked with Chicago public school students who were close to the issue of gun violence, and you were creating social media slogans for their peers. Let's listen to one of them now.
Protect your dreams.
Guns don't give you power. They just make you look weak, they say. Edgar, what kind of leadership do you think your generation brings to this issue?
Yeah, when it comes to targeting this issue, once again, is that the leadership is that a lot of, for example, not like CPS students and students in After School Matters, and many of us in this new generation, is that we want to see actual change, no matter to the form of activism, spreading awareness, like social media. I feel like we really, really want to cultivate that change. We're kind of just frustrated enough and tired of hearing the same thing, and it's like we want to create that change that our generation needs. And I love half of the time I hear the phrase, your generation is like the next leader.
Yeah.
We're taking that seriously, and it's like, okay, you're calling us the leaders of the next generation. We'll be the leaders in this issue that has targeted many of us, and here's how we're going to present the issue.
Yeah.
And I feel like in my generation, there is faith, there is hope on how to change this. And we know, for example, one of the facts on Project Unload is that 45% of young people believe that the myth that the presence of a gun makes them safer. And it's like, that just shows like so many of the youth people believe that guns make us safe. And it's something that we want to keep with that narrative, but also make sure that we have leadership, we have involvement through different aspects, the political aspects, the community perspective.
Right.
We're there, we're showing and showcasing our work.
What else can you share, Nina, about the messages that these teens pitched and developed?
So what I would say first is that Edgar is amazing, and
yes,
he's one of 14 members of our National Youth Council of young leaders who are really at the center of everything we do at Project Unloaded. So it's through our youth council and through our community programs and through our online campaigns that we really are giving young people the power to make this change. Our programs are really offering all kinds of different ways for young people to get involved with
us. And you just started another one for the spring?
We did. So we just started our program with After School Matters. This is a 10-week program where we are kind of doing a 2.0 version of what we did over the summer, inviting this cohort of teens to kind of become marketing professionals and take on the challenge of co-creating Guns Change the Story with us alongside marketing professionals that work in Chicago.
And I'm almost out of time, but I got to know, how's the energy so far
in
the meetings?
They are amazing. All of the teens that we work with are inspired and creative and, like Edgar said, really wanting to be a part of a change. And I think that's exciting to see.
We'll leave it there for now. We've been talking with Nina Vinnick, Olivia Brown, and Edgar Vilches of Project Unloaded. It's an organization aiming to educate teens about the risks of guns. Thank you all so much for making the time. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Max Lubers, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. To hear more conversations about solutions to problems in the Chicago area, make sure to subscribe and head over to wbez.org/reset for a full archive of our interviews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.